Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president forcefully clearing the streets by Lafayette Park, clearing the streets of peaceful protests.
Where force was used, as I said the day before, to clear the president's way to St. John's Church for that photo op.
The president wanted this photo op, and he wanted to disperse that crowd.
Department of the Interior Inspector General report found the decision to move the crowd back was made hours before U.S. Park Police leadership learned of the president's photo op.
It's an issue of controversy, but the narrative we thought we knew is not the reality.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
Why are you always picking on me? What did I do to you?
You know, maybe he ought to buy an emotional support pony, but Dr. Fauci needs to cut the crap.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm just trying to think what would happen to me if I said something like Fauci just said. You know, when you attack Howie Carr, no, when you attack Howard Lewis Carr, Howard Lawrence Carr, whatever you want to say my middle name is. When you attack Howard Lawrence Carr, you are attacking the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. You know what happened to me? The big guy coming through the door with a white coat and a net. And I would be locked up for 90 days observation, and that would be the right thing to do. But Anthony Fauci is St. Anthony. He's St. Anthony. He can get away with murder. 844-500-4242. 978 says, I'm somewhat sorry to say it because I generally like your work. Even so, you let us down by getting the vaccine. We need the maximum amount of people standing up against this tyranny, and you chose your convenience over supporting freedom, not to risking serious side effects to yourself. Sorry, because I don't like to be so blunt. I think you need to know. I mean, that's not the first time I've had someone say something like that to me. But, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, and I'm not telling anyone that they should or shouldn't take it, and whatever you want to do, I'll support you. You know, I'm not going to judge you. And I made the decision for convenience sake. I didn't want to die on that hill. And that's the way I felt about it. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this. 20 years ago, would you have taken the vaccine?
Probably yes. Guess 40 years ago, though, no, definitely not. I definitely wouldn't have 40 years ago.
Because kids?
Yeah, because kids, and just because I would have felt that, you know, I had enough, that maybe I would be losing, you know, even a remote chance, 30 or 40, I would be losing 30 or 40 years off my life. I don't know. You haven't taken it though, right?
Correct.
And you're not going to take it.
Well, no, I've taken it. Yeah.
You have?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the ticket.
See, unlike the service academies or some of these woke businesses, the Howie Carr Radio Network, has a don't ask, don't tell policy about vaccines, about masks. About just about everything, come to think of it. The only thing we ask is that you come to work every day and you stay until your assigned tasks are completed. It's kind of like a live and let live here at the Howie Carr Show. But I'm sorry, 973-978, I'm sorry you feel that way. I don't know. You know what? The other thing is it would seem like posturing too. And once I reached a point where, they would say to me, Mr. Carr, do you have a vaccination card? I say, yes, honest Howie's. No, I mean a real one, Mr. Carr. And that's the only way you're going to come on to the plane. Now, okay, so I don't have a card. What are my choices? I'm going to go to Florida in this. I'm going to get a private plane for $10,000. I don't think so. Or am I going to drive down for 3 days in the car? I don't think that's going to happen either. So I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. Anyway, this is from Jack Posobiec. He's a pretty good reporter. Sometimes he's a little over the line, but he's Posobiec. I'm sorry. Posobiec. So he's got breaking Labour Party. This is UK, you know, the president, quote unquote, is over there in the UK. Labour Party member comments, at least Trump was attentive. Says Biden can't keep up with G7 events or follow note cards. This is new. This is breaking news. They don't get American cable over in the UK.
I'm going to thank you all. Now I'd like to turn it over to my friend, the CEO and chairman of Pfizer, Albert Bourla.
At least Trump was attentive is the general consensus among Labour Party right now. This is also new for him. Hard to keep up with everything. Note cards have proven completely useless, especially if they've got numbers on them. And then here's the follow-up. You don't even want to know what Labour leadership is saying. Well, again, we have the quote from the anonymous Labour Party official in the Daily Mail story, and that was that Biden is senile. That's the word they used, senile. 844-500-4242, 781. Why are illegal aliens treated better than those of us who haven't taken the jab? Why are illegal aliens treated better than those of us who fill in the blank? That's a policy across the board. And again, that's the price you pay for electing Biden, or that's the price we pay for having neighbors that elected Biden. 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. You know, the Republican State Committee met last night at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, and they had a very raucous meeting and very contentious. And Jim Lyons is the chairman of the Republican Party, the state party, and he was battling with the forces of Charlie Baker and the establishment. And you may have seen some of the pictures on in the papers this morning. You had this gay candidate against Jim McGovern for next year, and he was told by a member of the state committee from, I think, Ludlow or Chicopee, that a devout Catholic, that she didn't like the fact that he and his husband had adopted kids, and that became this big. They want to get rid of the woman who said that from Western Mass, and then they said if Lyons won't take a stand against her, they got to get rid of Lyons. And it was basically a kind of a tempest in a teapot, in my opinion. And it was a way for Charlie Parker to take the focus off of himself, because he was about to be thrown off this executive board. It's way in the weeds. But last night, I guess, Jim Lyons, the meeting was closed to the press, so we just have accounts. And I've heard multiple accounts today. I've been talking to people who were there. And apparently Jim Lyons is very angry about this guy who's kind of a gopher for Ron Kaufman. Ron Kaufman is the establishment guy. He's a Bush guy. He's the national committee man from Massachusetts. But he's a friend of Trump's, and Trump endorsed him, and he was reelected. But he's still an establishment guy, Ron Kaufman. He's a friend of Andy Card's. And Jim Lyons was talking about saying, I'm tired of your guy, this guy Doug Bennett. He used to lived on Nantucket, then he ran for Barnstable County Commission, then he moved to Boston and has run for some offices pretty much unsuccessfully since he got elected once in Nantucket. And he said, I'm tired of, Doug Bennett saying all these terrible things about me. And, you're the, calling me a pedophile and a bad guy and a bigot. And, I'm calling you a bigot. And they were yelling and screaming at each other. And they were trying to, according to a couple of people, Kaufman was trying to grab the microphone from Lyons. Lyons was trying to grab it back, depending on who you talked to. And it was just a big mess. And the gay candidate was in this big yelling match outside with this woman, Diana Ploss, who used to have a radio show in New Hampshire, and Rayla Campbell, who tried to run against Ayanna Pressley. And it was just a really bad look to have all these people yelling at each other outside And especially when, you know, when this, the country's on fire, and they're just, you know, they're having a shootout in the lifeboat, as I always say. So I wanted to get Jim Lyons on tonight. He said he's tied up tonight, but we may try to get him on tomorrow night to discuss what happened. But I just wanted to let you know, I said last night I'd try to tell you what happened, but it was just a big mess. Just a big mess. And it's not good to have the Republicans acting like this. And, you know, I dislike Baker and Polito and what they've done. And I think they've been disastrous, you know, not in terms of being, you know, Republicans as opposed to Democrats, but just being lousy incumbents and screwing up the whole state's economy. But, you know, on the other hand, this is not good for the state needs a two-party system, like the country needs a two-party system. And this is not helping matters out. But anyway, depending on what happens tomorrow, we'll try to have Jim Lyons on, the chairman of the Republican State Committee. And we'll try to have him on to discuss what happened. 844-500-4242. 617 says politics ain't beanbag. No, it's not beanbag. But, you know, if you're going to, you know, have these kind of pitched battles, they should have some point other than just recriminations and bitterness and backbiting and backstabbing and corkscrewing and double dealing, you know, and that's what this thing looks like to me. Anyway, again, we'll try to get Jim Lyons on tomorrow to discuss all of this. 844-500-4242. 401 says Mass to Florida is a day and a half drive. If you do it around the clock. I'm not real good at around. I never was real good at round the clock driving, and less so the older I get. Here's a quote from a recent lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. The president's economists are predicting the return of stagflation. Remember stagflation? We had it 40 years ago under Jimmy Carter, along with the misery index. It came back with Barack Obama in 2009. Stagflation crushes your retirement savings. The economy doesn't just stagnate, it regresses. A dollar buys less every month. You can already see it in the headlines. We were talking about it earlier today. Inflation is tripling. Gas prices spiraling. Commodities increasing. Copper, lumber, everything. Democrats pushing huge tax hikes on income and capital gains. The Fed's printing money they don't have. So what are you going to do now to protect your money? Well, many are turning to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. So again, if you want to protect your wealth, be sure to go to goldco.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
He'll regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Charlie Parker is very excited. Here's a headline in the Herald. Jellyfish warning in Boston, Quincy, and the Hunt. Massachusetts agency sends out alert. We're going to have a lockdown in the state. Killer jellyfish.
Portuguese man of war.
The plexiglass is going back up on the beaches. Oh, my goodness. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. I use it for energy and my arthritis. For your first order, use code word Howie and save $10. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should CNN have brought back Jeffrey Toobin?
No.
96% say no.
All right. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States of America. This one kind of has some run-on sentences. I think you can tell when he has run-on sentences or a lot of capital letters, you know that he did it himself and that he's... And in this case, I think this is a pretty... he was pretty emotional about this one. As president, I had a great and very productive meeting in Helsinki, Finland, with President Putin of Russia. Despite the belated fake news portrayal of the meeting, the United States won much, including the respect of President Putin and Russia. Because of the phony Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, made up and paid for by the Democrats and crooked Hillary Clinton, the United States was put at a disadvantage that was nevertheless overcome by me. As to who do I trust, they asked, Russia or our quote-unquote intelligence from the Obama era, meaning people like Comey, McCabe, the two lovers, Brennan Clapper, and numerous other sleazebags, or Russia? The answer, after all that has been found out and written, should be obvious. Our government has rarely had such lowlifes as these working for it. Good luck to Biden in dealing with President Putin. Don't fall asleep during the meeting. And please give him my warmest regards. I like that. Don't fall asleep during the meeting. And please give him my warmest regards. 844-500-4242. Does Frankie McDonald have a jellyfish update? We'll look for one tomorrow, email Alan, and see if we can find it. Let's see here. Gianna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gianna.
Hi, Howie. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, good.
Good. So, first of all, I want to kick it off by saying I absolutely adore your show. I love Grace. I listen to you all absolutely religiously every single day.
Thank you.
And you guys are a wealth of information. With that being said, when it comes to Jim Lyons, I am running in first Suffolk, an unopposed candidate. We're supposed to hold a special caucus because the two previous state committee members had up and moved to Ipswich, and Jim Lyons recruited us. Unfortunately, once he found out that he didn't own our votes, and because we're just young kids, and you know, maybe we don't know what we're doing, and we should just follow his lead. We basically blatantly said, no, our vote belongs with our district. We're going to vote as our district tells us, because that's the way government should work, and that's how representatives should work. With that being said, ever since then, he's delayed our caucus over and over and over and over again. Jim Lyons, the reason for all this infighting, it's numerous. There's so much scandal going on by his poor failed leadership. I am a true red Republican. I love Donald Trump. I don't agree with Charlie Baker on almost anything, but we also can't keep blaming him and blaming him and blaming him for doing the things that he does when we have nobody at the Capitol helping him out and voicing their concerns and voting Republican and just getting things done. We do live in Massachusetts. I can't even imagine what it would be like if we had a Democrat up there.
Not much different, Gianna.
Even
honestly, Gianna, do you really think there'd be a big difference with Charlie Parker as opposed to Mara Healey?
You know what, Howie? I struggle with this all the time, but in the same breath, I can't all blame Charlie Baker, only for the mere fact we have nobody up there because we aren't growing our party. We took, just in Ward 6, we grew from 5 members to 36 members. With 3 associate members, just myself and this young gentleman, because we stepped up and we stepped in, and the enthusiasm. But yeah, Jim Lyons doesn't want us to be voted in. He doesn't want to call our special caucus because he has a different agenda. He's raised no money. He hasn't supported other Republicans.
Right.
All because he wants to ensure that the alliance is with him.
You know,
I'm
going to let him explain his own situation tomorrow if he comes on, but. You know, he would say that Charlie Parker has tried to, choke off his sources of financial support.
And you know what? I can't speak too much to that. But...
Oh, we're losing you, Gianna. Keep listening to the show. Keep listening to me and Grace. And we'll talk more about this when we come back. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls on whether you want to talk about Biden. We're going to play all the cuts from earlier today. We played them about 3 hours ago, but we have a new audience obviously since then. And it was another bad day. And I think once you hear these cuts, if you haven't heard them already, you can kind of imagine what both the Labor Party and the Conservatives are saying about him over in the UK once they get through rolling their eyes. Yikes. I'm Howie Carr.
TNG, but I gotta go with James T. Kirk.
Dogs or cats?
Neither.
McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
Ice cream or cake?
Ice cream.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, of course, if you're watching the network newscast this evening or checking out CNN or MSNBC, they're not going to be talking about any of this stuff. But you just heard what the British politicians are saying privately or reported to be saying privately about the fact that Joe Biden is not all there, to put it bluntly. Non compos mentis, as they say, not of sound mind. But these are some of the reasons why they're saying this. These are some of the sound cuts just from this afternoon. We don't even know what he's saying in private, or you know if he's drooling into his tapioca pudding or his blood pudding or whatever the hell, steak and kidney pie or whatever the hell they eat over in Britain nowadays. Probably fish and chips. But anyway, this is what he was saying today earlier. We've got all the cuts. We played them earlier, but it was a while back. So here they are again. This is cut number one.
I'd like to point out that the greet from the British government has been exemplary.
We're sure he didn't say the Greek from the British government?
They have some Greek immigrants in Britain, but I don't think any of them are in the cabinet or anything like that, at least not at this point. Cut number two.
Prime Minister Johnson and I had a very productive meeting. We discharged and discussed a broad range of issues on which the United Kingdom and the United States are working.
They discharged, discussed. They discharged, discussed. And of course, you know what they say about Britain and the U.S. You know, we're cousins separated by a common language. Cut three.
We affirmed the special relationship, as is not said lightly, the special relationship between our people.
The special relationship, yeah, not said lightly. Say incoherently, but not lightly.
And of course, now it's time for the traditional coughing spell. Cut four.
That are the strong foundation of our partnership.
Thank you for those Luden cough drops. More coughs. Cut five.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill and President Franklin Roosevelt.
Now we come to the really humorous part where he starts talking about numbers. Cut six.
And a projected economic growth of 6.9%.
He's got those numbers there at the tip of his fingers. You know, how many puff pieces have you seen in the Washington Post, New York Times? This man is a master of details. He's a micromanager. He makes his mind up slowly because he has to consider everything, mainly because he can't remember what he just read 2 minutes ago. He just has to keep reading it over and over and over again. Cut seven.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against COVID-19.
COVID-19. Not to be confused with COVID-9, which he said we were fighting earlier.
Is Globid one of the variants?
It's a mutant.
It sure is.
It's the, you know, the worst kind of mutant? It's a rhyming mutant. Glovid rhymes with COVID. It makes it. That's why you need the booster shot. Just ask Dr. Anthony Science Fauci, or is it Dr. Anthony Fauci Science? Okay. Cut eight.
We have contributed more than any nation to COVAX, a collective global effort that is delivering COVID-19 vaccines across the world.
You don't like anything on TV tonight, go to YouTube and check out Ernie Kovacs.
Kovacs is a real thing. He didn't screw up or anything like that. Kovacs is a real organization. That it's you know, like a charity to help out, you know, spread the wealth among the those stricken with COVID, those affected by it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real thing. But I thought it was just a funny name.
He's talking. You mean he knew what he was talking about?
Well, I didn't say that. What I am saying is he read the teleprompter correctly.
Okay, we've contributed to. So he doesn't. He wasn't contributing to the estate of Ernie Kovacs. I don't think even Edie Adams, Ernie's widow, is coming down for breakfast anymore. All right. She used to advertise these cigars on TV before they outlawed tobacco sales. She was appeared in tights. She was very good looking back in the day. That was a long, long time ago. Okay. Now again, I mentioned earlier that we're going to have a pop quiz on the number of vaccines we're donating to the world. Cut number 9.
The United States will purchase an additional 500 million doses from Pfizer vaccine that will donate nearly 100 low and lower middle-income countries. They will be the beneficiaries.
We're going to donate 100 countries, did he say? I think he did. He did say 100 countries.
Yeah, 100 countries. They're going to donate them to 100 countries around
the
world.
No, he said we're going to donate 100 countries. Didn't he say that?
Let me check.
I don't think he said two.
100 low and lower middle income countries.
No, go back.
That will donate nearly 100 low and lower middle income countries. They will be the beneficiaries.
You know what that sounds like? I hate to use the C word. That sounds like colonialism. We're gonna donate 100 low-income countries.
Doses from Pfizer vaccine that will donate nearly 100 low and lower middle-income countries.
Bastards. We're gonna keep the high-income countries. We're just gonna donate the low-income countries to. Who are we gonna donate them to? Okay, so. You just heard him say we're going to donate 500 million vaccines. Cut 10.
The United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached.
So no strings attached to that first 500,000. After that, you got to pay through the nose. But wait, he's going to change his mind again. Cut 11.
And the plan is for 500 million doses that we'll be sending around the world to be produced in the United States.
We're going to be sending them around the world. They're going to come back here to be produced in the United States. It's an amazing thing. We're going to need a lot of planes to send them around the world. They're going to wave as they go. We're going by Mumbai. All you doses, wave. Hi, how are you? Kabul, here we are. Seoul, Tokyo. All right. Okay. And let's go one more time to his introduction of a big CEO of Pfizer. Cut 15.
I want to thank you all. Now I'd like to turn it over to my friend, the CEO and chairman of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. Albert, it's all yours.
It's quite a name. It's a mouthful. His name is Avril Al Albert Bourla.
I wouldn't have been surprised if he flashed back to Home Improvement with Tim Allen and introduced him as Al Borland. That's a very niche reference for a specific audience, but those who got it appreciate it.
Cut 14, one last one. Cut 14.
This U.S. contribution is the foundation for additional coordinated efforts to help vaccinate the world.
It's important to both vaccine and to vaccinate the world, I always say. 844-500-4242. 77772. Can I get me a low-income country here? You can probably get two. There are 100 that are up for grabs. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a Trumper. Anyways, we got the United States here sending out billions of dollars to these different countries for food and health and whatever. Why not start here in our own country. You know, start here and take care of people that need it. You go to these Indian reservations and they're living in squalor. They're not getting, I don't even know if they're getting vaccinated, but, you know, they really.
I know what you're saying, Charlie. Charity begins at home. And, you know, and again, we're supposedly trying to take care of everybody that has suffered because of the panic over the last year. But now Axios, a left-wing publication, is reporting that as much as 50% of the stimulus unemployment money may have been stolen. And to your point that the money's going overseas, one of the investigators told Axios that at least 70% of the stolen money out of the PPP program, which is supposed to back up or supposed to keep companies afloat that have suffered, at least 70% of the stolen money ultimately left the country, with much of it ending up with groups in China, Russia, and Nigeria. These groups are definitely backed by the state, the CEO said. Thanks for the call, Charlie. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Yeah, Howie, I was on my way home from work, and I heard the opening of the show with Joe Biden talking, and I thought he said Franken Roosevelt. And I'm like, what is this, like Frankenstein or Frankenberry?
Al Franken.
Like Franklin.
Al Franken.
Al Franken. That's the first thing I actually thought of. I'm like, Franken.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill and President Franklin Roosevelt.
I think it's Franklin, but yeah, it was on the border, Frank, Johnny. I mean, you're listening on HYN, an AM station. You know, there could have been like a bolt of lightning or something, and you made it into Franklin Roosevelt, where in Hampden County. You know, I can understand that. Oh, my goodness. And again, remember President Franklin Roosevelt, he's the one who, I always remember this, he's the one who, Biden told us when the stock market crashed in 29, he went on TV. There was no TV except in laboratories at the time, and he was the governor of New York, not the president of the United States. But Joe Biden tells us he went on TV. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. I'm down to my last few. We just ordered some more. How'd you guys like it, the VIPs? Tasted good, right? Keep you a little sharper. You may have to take it for a couple of days, but you would notice it if you took it for a while. Once you start taking it, it improves you as soon as you improves your mental clarity as soon as you take it. It's from the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews. Memory and Focus is their newest product to help promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health. Joe Biden wishes he had some on this trip to the G7. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein. It's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like all other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. Get a free 30-day supply of new Super Beats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Super Beats Heart Chews at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station, live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Massive volcano is erupting in Congo, now under volcano warning in Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa. Spilling volcanic ash over the place. There's a risk of earthquake in Congo, Uganda, and somewhere in Africa.
But what about the jellyfish in Quincy? That's what we want to know about. Frankie, come on. Don't tell us what's going on in Africa.
Happy anniversary to Frankie. It's 11 years ago today he went viral.
Really?
Yep.
Congratulations. And it's 10 years ago. It's the eve of Whitey Bulger's capture. We'll do something on that tomorrow on the show, the 10th anniversary. You know, how about this guy, Byron Donalds? He's from the west coast of Florida. He's a black guy, Republican. Oh, we're going to have him on next week? That's great. We tried to get him on. It's the damnedest thing. He wants to get into Congress. He's black, but he's a Republican. So there's two black Republicans. One of them is Burgess Owens from Utah. You've seen him. He's a former football player. He's got no interest in being in the black caucus. But Byron Donalds kind of wants to be on. I think he wants to troll him the way Alan West used to do. You know, when Alan West was the congressman in Florida, they said, "You got to bring the food to the meeting." You know what he brought? Chick-fil-A. So
not Burger King, no.
No, not Burger King. Chick-fil-A, and they didn't care much for that. So Byron Donald says, "Hey, I'm black. I want to be in the Congressional Black Caucus," and they said they won't let him in. And it's crazy because they got this guy. Speaking of chicken, they got Chicken Man, the guy from Memphis, Stephen Cohen. He's a white guy, but he represents a predominantly black district. So they've let him come in because he's a super liberal, not to mention a nut. And so he's in the congressional black caucus. And but they won't let Byron Donalds in. So Byron Donalds, we're going to have him on next week. He's from Naples, Fort Myers area. And so he was on with the new Allison Camerota on CNN. She does the Good Day program or whatever they call it. And she was on with him, and she was trying to, you know, embarrass him and saying, listen to what Donald Trump said over the years, and you support him, so why should they let you be in the Congressional Black Caucus? So this is what happened. Cut 13.
Do you think that your defense of a person that said things like that might be incongruent with the mission of the CBC?
First of all, whatever the president said in the past, it's nothing to do with this discussion at all. I think what's
you've defended.
Please don't cut me off. I have not cut you off in this interview. Please do not do that to me. Thank you. As a black man in America, I'm allowed to have my own thoughts on who I choose to support and who I choose not to support.
Not according to CNN.
I think it's important whether you're talking about the Congressional Black Caucus or the Florida State Legislative Black Caucus or the National Caucus of State Black Legislators, organizations I have been a part of in the past. My support of President Trump has been consistent, but at the same time, I've had the ability to advocate for issues, ideas, proposals, and funding that have helped the black community in my state. You're talking to somebody who my first 3 years in college was at Florida A&M and HBCU. So whether my support for President Trump, whether it's for or against, is irrelevant. That has nothing to do with this discussion. This is whether the ideology of somebody who is conservative is welcome in the Congressional Black Caucus. It's really that simple. And so to bring up President Trump and try to make this about him does not matter. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the situation at hand.
That's called owning a host. And how much do you think the people in Washington, the libs, whether it's CNN or the Dems, would like to saw Florida off and let it float into the Caribbean right about now? They hate Florida so bleeping much. And here's DeSantis being asked why the media treats him differently than Cuomo, who was a complete disaster. Cut 6.
Yeah, when you...
I'd love to hear your take. Why do you think the media treats you so badly and Cuomo so favorably?
Well, look, corporate media in this country has just devolved into a sad spectacle. I mean, they're just pushing partisan narratives. If you flip my party affiliation, they would say I was great. That's all it is. They don't like the fact that I'm a conservative governor. Two, they recognize Florida as an important state, and I think they were concerned about Trump winning Florida. They wanted to damage him. So they have all these different things.
So true. So true. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.